And Ward now with some time. He looks up, runs towards defensive 50, uses all of it. Kelly, Cornelio, brilliant run. They've worked it well.
What a passage of play over the top to Scully, who drops the football. Swooping on it, Patville to Devin Smith. Runs inside 50, fires at goal, and it skips through.
That was semi-final time last year. That sort of sums up the rise and rise of the Greater Western Sydney Giants, doesn't it? And what's even more interesting and important, TK, is that some of these guys who were early draft picks have got strong links to other states are now staying. He's just re-signed. The two greatest words you want to hear as a professional sports person, upgrade and extension. That's what Adam Tomlinson has been listening to. He's on the line now. G'day, Adam.
Guys, thanks for having me. It's good to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That must be obviously pleasing from your point of view, but certainly from a club point of view that players like yourself and Zach Wilson are staying. What was the overriding factor, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was the fact that I've been here since the very start. I've played footy with a lot of the boys since a young age. And I don't know, our first 3 years, even some of our fourth year, wasn't the greatest time. And we were getting flogged in our first 2 years by a lot. We lost to Hawks by 163 points. And, yeah, finally the tables are turning and we can sort of return the favour. And I mean, I could have gone back home, but to be honest, I wanted to stay up here. It's a great place, Sydney, and absolutely love it.
Adam, I don't want to go back to those dark days, but did it? I kept thinking with that young group of blokes and getting flogged that, you know, it would be demoralising and knock your confidence around. Was that hard to sort of pick yourselves up every Monday and get back out there training? You know, understanding the path that GWS was on, but it's still, you know, you like winning, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, credit to the coaches. Be honest, I mean, each week they were somehow able to get us up and ready for each game, generally believing that we had a chance of beating pretty much any team that we came up against on the weekend. So a lot of credit's got to go to them. And I mean, obviously we were young and pretty eager to play AFL as well, and sort of every opportunity and chance you got to play was what we had. So I mean, it did sort of knock the wind out of us a few times, but no, a lot of the credit goes to the coaches there.
Really breakout year for you last year, Adam. You know, you've had injuries previously and form, so you're in and out of the side a little bit, but cemented your position, cemented it in the back line, which is interesting. And from what I understand, a couple of hearts-to-hearts with Leon Cameron were at the pointy end of that as well. What is it about the coach that makes him... He seems to always impress when we speak to him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the basis of sort of my football last year was pretty much between Leon and I having those big open chats, and we've had a lot of them over the years. I like to see him every week. But the best thing about him, he's so honest. He hits you right between the eyes with how you went on the weekend and sort of cares for you about what you're doing off the field as well. But no, he's a very honest coach, and that's what I love about him. So if you've had a bad game, he'll tell you straight up. But if you do play well, he'll give you a pat on the back and tell you to keep going. So no, his honesty is what I love about him.
Favouritism. How does that sit? Has that been approached yet? Is it too early to talk about that? Does Leon have to, you know, go to the player group? Because you are favourites to win the flag.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, we haven't spoken about favouritism at all, really. I mean, one benefit of being in Sydney is we don't hear anywhere near as much of what the media says up here, which is a great benefit for all of us, really. But to be honest, we're just working towards the first month of football. Once the season starts, we didn't start too well last year when we played Melbourne, and really working on our sort of team defence and trying to get that first month of footy right, and then just build from there, really.
There's a list expert named Chris Pilchin who said that the Giants should win three flags by 2025.
Yeah,
four number one draft picks in the one side, which is the first time it's ever happened. Do you look around you and just get amazed at the talent that you have alongside you, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a talented list, but with every one of those talented players, they're all hard-working. Tom Scully's one of the hardest-working players. Same with John Patton, Lockie Whitfield. Like, they're all tremendously hard-working players. So I think that goes with the whole list. A lot of them have got a lot of talent, but equally they all work just as hard. So we've got young boys like Harry Perriman and Tim Taranto who are in their first year. They've been at the club for 3 months. They're already making an impact because they work so hard. So, I mean, it's tight for spots, and that's probably that's what makes us play good footy each week, knowing that there's a lot of people knocking on the door. So, yeah.
The other thing I want to ask you as a defender, you would have played on Buddy. The guy that all the AFL guys tell me about is that Nick Riewoldt, who's a tall, who runs like Midfielder, yeah. Who's the guy that is the greatest challenge for you when you play on him?
So I grew up loving Nick Riewoldt, watching him play as a forward, and I came back from injury a few years ago, and he was the first person I got to play on after injury. And
right.
I actually had a great game against him because I'm a pretty good runner just like he is. But no, I admire everything about Nick Riewoldt, and he was a great challenge that day. But yeah, no, it was a great game. But he's definitely up there. Buddy Franklin's up there. But I reckon Tom Lynch from Gold Coast is the hardest one I've played on.
Okay. What is it about Tom that makes him so tough?
He takes the ball at the highest point. He marks it at the very top of his reach. So yeah, it's just very hard to stop. And he's so strong. And he can turn on a dime too.
Adam, the buzz in the club, you know, you've got the women's AFL up and running. You've got a team there. You're very at the forefront there. You've got the women's netball, obviously, there as well. The club must be buzzing. It must be a good feel around the place.
Yeah, definitely, especially after the way the women's played on the weekend. I know they drew, but they really took some steps forward in the way they played. And I mean, what I love about the netball team, it's sort of like an old country football netball club now, because back in the day it was always a football netball club, and that's sort of what we've got now. And we are definitely one club, and we've spent a lot of time with both other teams. And yeah, it's really good. And great to mix with not just your own football teammates, but yeah, everyone else.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic that you've re-signed for a couple of years. The GWS faithful will be happy with that. Building nicely, it would seem, for that round one clash against Adelaide in Adelaide. Really appreciate your time this morning, Adam, and good luck for season 2017.
No, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Adam Tomlinson there, defender for the Greater Western Sydney Giants. And the good news for them is he's re-signed with the club till the end of 2019.
Yeah, and tab.com.au, $4.50 to win the overall flag. Mm. And I've quizzed a few people from other clubs about it. They go, yeah, well, have you seen their list?
Yeah. It's the first time it's ever happened in the history of the code that four number one draft picks are in the one squad.
So the Bulldogs are second, the defending champs, $6. The Swannies are $7.50 with the Hawks at $9.